as supple as a kitty. Good morning. We are going to start a journey of contact with our yin polarity. When we access it, there is a naturally feminine presence in us, in our expression, in our way of relating, in the way we live our lives. We become more beautiful, in deeper harmony with our feelings, our thinking, our behavior. We'll take the first step from what is most palpable in us, our body. If we observe young girls, we'll notice their body suppleness. With no difficulty, they can sit on their knees, bend back into the bridge position, do a handstand. Flexibility is a natural condition. The more connected to the yin polarity, the more flexible we are. Flexibility in the body is directly connected to intellectual and emotional flexibility. That is, a personality which is not hard or rigid, but rather malleable. We already know bamboo is strong and does not break easily because it is flexible. Exercise. We invite you to perform a set of postures within the span of a month, feeling each day how your flexibility is, how your body goes back to being slender and your movements gain plasticity. In your files, we have made available a handout containing the set of postures. Every movement you make to the right puts you in contact with the yang polarity, thus activating the channels related to that flow of energy. And every movement done to your left side activates the yin polarity. This exercise will give you the possibility to feel this polarity and its energy. If an excess of yang energy is detected, it will balance it. And if a lack of yin energy, you will be able to restore it back. The balance between these two polarities set us in harmony. Today, we also suggest that you observe your gestures while speaking. How do your hands gesticulate? Does it use abrupt and straight movements or round and flexible ones? What about your body? How does it move? Also, observe people around you. How do they express themselves? Which polarity do you feel is predominant in them? Is there lightness and harmony, or is there rigidity? Do their gestures match their speech, or are they disconnected?